This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the dating situation, by the way? We have not talked about that at all. Because sometimes you're in the mindset of, okay, I'm going to jump back in.
I'm going to jump back in, then I jump out. Then I jump in, then I jump out.
And then you're like, I hate men, they're all pigs.
And then I'm like, God, I want to make out with someone.
That's right. You claim that, like, didn't you tell us one time you made out for like two straight hours?
Yeah, kissing's the best. The best.
No, it's not.
Whatever. The point is, no, I'm not. I was. I had a coffee set up with this guy. And then I said, you know what? I got to come clean in the text I wrote. Yeah. I'm just basically a chicken. And I don't want to do it. I'm just going to stay home and watch Netflix.
Because you weren't interested in
it? I don't know. I just, the problem with dating, one of the million, is that when you're 60, mm-hmm. is that you really have to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And it is an arduous process. For a lot of people, you know, you go, you meet, you kind of do the little once over, you decide. I can usually mm-hmm. decide in like 10 seconds.
I bet you do. Dave, I would have.
Fast.
If we play the game Name That Tune, I say Susie within 4 seconds has decided.
Yep. Just give her a headshot and that's enough.
Yeah.
A lot of things will be the trigger. I went to lunch with a guy and he had a Velcro wallet.
Don't worry about this, hon. I got it.
I got to be honest. I'm kind of with you there. I got to be honest. You know, if you're thinking.
But isn't that terrible? I'm just awful.
When is the age 651-461-9226 when you have to get rid of your Velcro wallet? Wasn't that in, was that with Steve Carell and Ryan Gosling?
Oh, yeah. He had a Velcro
By the way, I mentioned before, such an underrated great movie.
Such an underrated great movie.
So many good lines.
So funny.
In it.
Yep.
Yeah, the Velcro wallet. Dave, what's your guess? What age are you done with the Velcro wallet?
I think when you reach your teenage years. Mm-hmm. Once you're past 12, it's time to upgrade.
I was going to say 13.
It's right in there. Okay, so what happened to this guy, though? You went to... Met him for coffee, the recent guy?
No, I didn't. I chickened out.
Oh, so it was set up.
And I backed out.
Why?
Because I was like, God, do I want to do this? I just got to do it. Just like Nike. Just do it.
I mean, knowing you and your ability to get multiple things done, you could tell him, I'll meet you at 12:15 at Hen House. After you give the news, go over there, meet him for 15 minutes. Join us at 12:35 and give us the review.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a funny little experiment.
Dave, that could work, right?
I think that would be tremendous.
Well, that's what we'll do then. I'll get started because I'm on Bumble, Match, Plenty of Fish, eHarmony.
Wait a sec. How are you not diving deep in if you're on 97 dating sites?
Are you active on the sites? Do you do the swiping?
I do with Bumble, and I do with...
Are you on the Hinge?
You know, I'm on Facebook's romantic page, the little dating app on Facebook.
I didn't even know they had one.
They do. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
But I'm not sure how to get response from people. Like I say,
so in other words,
like
you could have like 200 people saying, you know, I mean,
yes, I could.
Jeff Bezos might have reached out to you, and you don't even know.
Oh, that's funny. I just popped up with a guy named Jeff, who's with a fish.
So he's out.
He's got a fish.
Yeah.
My gosh.
It's a fish, teeth, 401k.
Yeah. But they don't have to say, I mean, I don't know. Gosh, I can't even look. Now I'm distracted. There's another one popped up named Jeff. The point is, I told you about my experience at the fair, right?
Yes.
With the girls who found the guy with the blue hair for me.
You can remind people. Dave, do you remember all? I don't remember all the
details. I need more details.
I was in line waiting for the Amish donuts, and I was with standing
people,
by
the way, people waited way too long.
I know.
Honestly, people were waiting 2 hours.
I know.
I like a donut. Get out of here.
Yeah. So anyway, we started visiting, and then they wanted to know all about me and how old I was. They were like 20 and 25, and they were awful cute. One was a nurse. I forget what the other did. But they asked about dating in your 60s, and I said, well, I'm on Bumble. So then we started in line swiping, because it was a long time to wait.
And meanwhile, were you on the shift at this point? Were you on the dime?
No, I was not. I was off the dime, but I was going to volunteer at a thing, and I had about an hour.
Okay.
But
so instead of volunteering, Dave, she waited in line for the donut.
That's fine. That seems
fair. Remind me again, what's the difference between Hinge and Bumble?
Bumble, the female has to make the first move. The man cannot make the first move. So if I swipe and I like you and we match, that's the open door.
Okay.
Right?
I think, but is Hinge somewhat similar to that?
I don't think Hinge is.
Somebody text me, 651-461-9226. Okay, so they're chatting you up at the fair.
And we were just shrieking laughing at some of the horrible pictures that people put up, thinking that's their best shot. You know, it's like, dude, you're marketing yourself, and you can't even see your whole self on the picture. You're in the bathroom, and your head's cut off. I mean, there are really, really, it's like, then don't do it. If you don't want to present with a beautiful...
This could be your side gig, and I know a lot of people are involved in this. You could help guys select their pictures to look most appealing.
Yes.
You would also take them.
Yes.
I mean, you've got a phone, right?
Yeah. Because I think also another indication of, I'm just going to say it, loser, is the self picture. Like if you're not in life, if you're not taking part, if you're not on a trip, if you're not doing something that shows you living your life.
So if it's just a selfie of the person on his chair, you're done with him.
No, I mean, I'm looking further to see, have you traveled? Do you go to birthday parties? What, you know, do you go to games?
Yeah.
Because if there's six pictures of a dude just selfie, 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 I'm going, okay, that's all you got is your hot, bleh, you know. So I appreciate seeing someone who's somewhere like Italy or Greece or, you know, on a trip, Paris, something that's
tying into the 401k.
Tying into the 401k.
Yeah.
And the desire to travel, because I do desire to travel.
No, we all know
heard that.
You didn't know that about me?
Wait, you know where you don't desire to travel to?
Where?
625 Second Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's right here. All right. We got a lot for Susie. Okay. Text me. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line. What is the difference in Hinge and Bumble? If you've been on a dating site, what are the pictures which have worked best? What hasn't worked? Do we touch about something? Oh, we got to talk about you wanted to rip one of your sisters.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And I've got a protocol question, because I think we need to talk about some protocol differences between men and women, which I think we should put to bed finally. Because once again, for the second time in about 2 weeks, I was behind a woman going into a restaurant. Easily could have held the door open for me. Did not again. Did not again. Is there a double standard for this?
Yes.
Because I think there is, and it's ludicrous. And I mean, she didn't break. She saw me.
She saw you.
Because we came in opposite directions. She was a little bit ahead of me. I mean, apparently I was supposed to sprint and get ahead of her. So I'm not in stalking range, but I'm behind her. just practically pulled the door shut. I hope the meal wasn't good. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't ask Dave the music theme because you get to guess all day today. As soon as you know, you can call in 651-461-9226. If you select the bumper music theme that Dave has selected today, you want a pair of tickets to see Tom Segura. Very funny. He'll work blue. He'll work edgy. He's at the X April 18th, and we've had excellent guests this week. We've had some people get it right away. We've also had some awful guests. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we've had some terrible guests. But the last 2 days have been very good, very quick.
Yeah.
Trying to make it a little bit more difficult today. We'll see. But
who was that music that you just played?
Can't tell you.
No, you can't tell me the artist?
It's an artist who happens to be playing locally tonight and tomorrow.
And I do know who that is.
There you go.
But you don't want me to say?
Dave, your game.
I mean, it's a rather popular song. I think most people would probably know.
Pink.
It's Pink.
Yeah.
But
and I'll tell you, the theme is not Pink songs.
Yeah. So don't call in.
Do better than that.
Yeah.
Do better than that. Wow. Look at you throw down to our fine listeners.
Let them know it's not that easy.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I had a chance to see Pink once. 0 to 10. About a 9.
Good.
I mean, stunning show.
Yeah. Visual show, right?
The acrobatics. Visually, what she does is unbelievable.
Steve is going. Steve Simpson.
Simpson. He goes to a lot of shows.
He does. He's very.
For a person who has to get up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
Bravo. Speaking of stunning, I wasn't stunned at all to see an oatmeal bowl.
Hey, I hid it. Did you notice I tried to hide it?
No, you did not.
I did. I needed to soak it. It had water in it to soak it.
So here's what she did. She has like 4 wet napkins as it's on the counter. I mean, it's not like
it's not in the sink. It's not in the sink.
No, it's in the counter.
It's not
right next to the sink. Literally right next to the sink. I mean, it wasn't like, well, the CIA came by. Whoa, we gotta take some notes. Didn't even see this at all. It's literally 3 inches from the sink.
Do you understand though about oatmeal? Who eats oatmeal? Call Chad and tell him that if you eat oatmeal,
I had oatmeal
and you don't rinse it out
today.
It sticks on the bowl and it's very hard to get off. So I've just left it. I'll go back there and take care of it in a minute.
Oh, baloney. Looks like it's been there for a while.
No, it was just this morning I had my oatmeal. Jeez. What?
Okay.
Okay, tell me your story.
No, I want to hear you.
My sister?
Oh, yeah, okay, let me get to my sister first. So, again, Hen House is where I was at. I love Hen House. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm coming one direction. This female's coming another direction. She's a bit ahead of me. I'm not going to run. That would seem very awkward.
Yeah.
And then door open. Borderline, I mean, like barely opens the door enough for her to get in. I'm right there.
Maybe she knew you and thought you were a dog.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
There's Chad Hartman. He thinks I'm going to hold the door for him.
Yeah. Maybe he doesn't like the show. I don't know.
Hard telling.
I think there is a double standard on door opening, and it's absurd. Absurd.
Okay.
I think if you're going to be a door holder, and I believe in door holding.
Nice.
Now, there's, and Larry David did a great bit on it years ago, where how long do you hold the door open? Where is it kind of creepy? Are you selectively deciding
when they come down the block
who you're going to hold the door open for, who you're not? But to me, Susie, it shouldn't matter, man or woman.
Okay.
If you're right there in front of you, unless something physically is going on, just hold the door open, right?
But it is a tricky situation because sometimes you end up holding the door for 6 people.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm done. Somebody else can get this door.
Okay, so you're going into
Target.
And you're ahead. Do you feel any different as a female compared to a male in your door holding gender responsibility?
No, I am a neutral door opener, almost to a fault. Like, I might be edging toward creepy. You know, if you're a little too far away, I still might stand there, and this person might be like, "What's wrong with you? Like, don't you have anything to do today but wait for me to get to the door?"
Yeah.
So it's tricky business.
Okay. Do you, if you are going in, someone's ahead of you, do you have different expectations for a man or a woman to hold the door open for you?
No. I just think whoever's in front of me, if there's an opportunity to hold the door for me, I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm not sure everybody believes that, though.
Yeah, I know.
Are you with me, Susan?
Yeah.
I think what do you think, Dave?
Well, I think it's clear by your story not everybody believes it, but yeah, I think we've reached a point. Women's liberation. It's 2024.
Yes.
You know, men can hold for women. Women can hold for men.
Women's liberation.
Hear me roar.
Burn your bra.
Hold the damn door open right now, and then burn your bra right in front of me. Hold the damn door open. Jackass or not jackass, automatically, if you don't hold the door open.
Amen.
Dave?
If you see the person coming, it's not a very kind thing.
No.
Are you also a jerk if you don't say thank you to the person holding the door?
Yes.
Nice to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
100%.
How about if you're the person who they're not holding the door, and then you're the person behind you, loudly say, thank you.
Oh, you could do that. Mm-hmm. Little snarky snark.
I may have done that once or twice.
Good for you.
Let me get this to you.
Okay.
So I got this a few weeks ago. Going into a place where you've got the two doors. You go open the one door and then walk a few steps, and then there's another door to open. I said thank you on the first one
because
the person held
right.
for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Thinking that was going to be fine. Thinking I didn't need to do it for the second door. They open the second door. I grab it, and they gave me the, you're welcome.
Oh.
No.
Come on.
It's a one thank you.
I thought one was
it's a
enough.
One thank you door situation. Yeah. I mean, what if it's seven doors?
Good Lord.
I mean, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like when
thank you,
you. When you sneeze six times in a row, you get one bless you.
Other double standards we still have, men versus women, which are absurd.
Paying for dinner.
Paying for dinner. Okay, expand.
I just think you should split it, or you pick it up yourself and pay for everybody. I mean, I'm big on paying for people. I am. I'll pick up the tab with friends. My mom thinks I'm insane because she thinks I'm going to be poor when I'm older.
Does she know
about the dinner, Susie? Yeah.
Does she know about the pension system here at WCC?
I know. Did I tell you my financial guy said with my pension being here 30 years, I'm going to make more in retirement than I do now?
Have you thought about when you want to walk away from this place?
I'm sort of on the fence. Like, I'm going to be 62 at Christmas time.
Mm. I
was born in 1962.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day, I'll be 62. And I think,
right.
So when I get to 30 years at this place in 2 years, maybe that's a good time.
Yeah.
But I don't want to stop working because I love being busy. I cannot stop moving, and I can't see like filling up my day volunteering. I mean, some people are retired and they're so busy. They say they're busier than they've ever been. I don't know.
I think, knowing you reasonably well, I think you want your mind to have a reason to get up, to quote the great mayor, Suchi boy. You want to have a place to go.
Yeah.
Right? And I have one good friend who said, what do you want? Time or money? Time or money? And he was successful at what he was doing, and he was making very good money, but he decided he wanted more time.
Mm-hmm.
So he quit. In his late 50s, and he's perfectly happy.
That's great.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, for myself, I would go nuts.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to retire right now? Walk away at the, what are you, you 60? I forget how old.
He's
40 years old, Jay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be good.
Yeah, you'd be good.
All right.
Yeah. You'd be fine.
Yeah, don't have to do this garbage every day. I'd be,
Asking a female their age. Is so stupid that we can't. Hey, by the way, how old are you? And like for some, they're aghast.
It is.
They're just stunned how rude that is. Why?
I don't know.
Why can you say, hey, Dave, how old are you? Now, I know you well enough that I would do that. But if somehow we're in a social setting and you've just met someone, or when we've commented here, people, I mean, this is, it was stupid from the get-go. Right?
And it's kind of old-fashioned. I mean,
and it's sexist, you know, too, by the
it
way.
It is. But
it's
so
demeaning.
It is, but it shows our ageist society,
our
double standard ageist society.
Without a doubt.
And that a lot of women of a certain generation, I think my mom is particularly sensitive about her age. And I love saying her age because she's just a rock star. She's 93.
It's fantastic.
It is. And she walks everywhere, and we're going to Arizona for 2 weeks. And
that's a shock, honestly. No wonder. No wonder. I mean, what were the difference between retirement and working here?
This is what I'm saying. I might actually work.
Somebody asked me recently, you know, and said she's going to leave. I go, baloney. I didn't say baloney.
Can I tell you my sister story really quick? I know we're kind of at the bottom.
Let's pause. Let's do bonus, Susie.
Okay. Bonus round.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to put together.
Do this, and then we'll get to it, because then we'll fall too far behind. But I'll read some of the text. What do you want to say about your sister?
I was in college at the University of Minnesota, and I had a quarter that I got four.
They had schools back then?
I got straight A's for one semester.
Oh, bravo. Okay?
So my old man calls my sister, who's at Amherst, getting her master's degree in hydrology after getting an undergraduate in physics.
Yeah.
And my dad said, oh, yeah, Boozer just got her... Scores. That was my nickname from my dad to me, Boozer. Go figure. He said, Boozer just got.
Is it what we're thinking? Or?
I think, I don't know. Maybe Susie Boozy. I don't know. He just called me Boozer. That was my name forever and ever. Point being, he tells my sister Jenny, who's out there getting a master's degree, that I just got a 4.0 in this semester. Yeah. And he said, and Jenny, who's now a Christian and very lovely, but at the time was mean, said, tell that biatch to take a physics class.
Wow.
Wow.
So it was really a jab on me.
Wasn't she the one we couldn't tell the truth to the other day?
Who was that?
It was COVID related.
Kelly, we couldn't tell.
Oh, okay.
But Jenny, it was tricky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, you still can be a Christian and be a biatch, by the way.
Yeah, there are a few of them.
Yeah. Hey,
look at all these people.
We got a tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
They keep coming.
Listen, think about that. We have this huge window. There's 750 people out there right now. You know what they're counting on?
What?
They're counting on, like, Boone and Erickson.
Not us.
Or Steve Cannon.
Bunch of schleps.
And they look in, and they're like, oh, my God.
Are they all engineers?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
They're smart guys.
Yeah, the Society of Broadcast Engineers, Chapter 17.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Congratulations. Without them, we'd be in deep, deep trouble.
Yes.
All right. You getting us a treat today?
I don't know. Well, maybe. Remember I told you I'm trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we can put that aside briefly. Dave, come on.
See, he's a pusher. He's a pusher of food, isn't he,
Dave? He's a food bully.
He's a food bully.
Because I want us to have a treat.
You want us to all grow huge butts.
Wouldn't be the worst thing. 34 past 12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.